Shel Be'ezah Shemilindav Samach Vav of Masechtas Nazir. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Mishnah's halacha of Meshiva Drachim Beitkinis Azav, actually Niskak LaZiva. A person who is not Tomei Bezav yet and discharges Ziva must be examined for seven occurrences which can cause a Ziva Bo'inis. However, Mishnah Niskak LaZiva in Beitkinis. A person who was Tomei Bezav already and discharges Ziva is not examined for a Ziva Bo'inis. The machlik is Rabbi Yezer and Chachamim whether there is a chiyuv bedikah for re'iyah shlishis. They both agree that there is no chiyuv bedikah for re'iyah rishayna, and that there is a chiyuv bedikah for re'iyah shniyah. The machlik is regarding shichva zera shel zav metame b'masa, whether the shichva zera of a zav is metame through carrying. However, all agree that the shichva zera of a tahor person is metame only b'maga through contact, but not b'masa. The machlik is regarding hamaka es chaveroi v'amduhu l'misa, v'haka mimasha hoyu l'achar mekein hichbid v'meis. Someone hit another person, and the victim was first diagnosed to die, but his condition improved. Afterward, it worsened until he died. Is the maka, the attacker, liable for the mukah's death or not? The machlik is regarding who is greater, the mevarach, one who recites the bracha, or the aina amen, one who answers amen to the bracha. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Tomei Zav, a person who is Roya, discharges Ziva once, is Tomei until he is Tabel immerses in the mikvah. A person who is Roya Ziva twice, is Tomei until he has Shiva Nikiyim, seven clean days, followed by Tvila. A person who is Roya Ziva three times, is Tomei until he has Shiva Nikiyim, followed by Tvila, and afterward he must bring Karbanos Ziva.